The year, 2074. The place, suburbia. Although probably a different shade of suburbia than what you're used to. Marlo and John Marks lie asleep in bed.
Damn thing never works right. State-sponsored technology. I wish we were allowed to buy our own things. Oh, poor John. He hasn't slept well in months. Then again, who has? Bad dreams again, honey?
They don't feel like dreams. They feel like premonitions. They're terrible.
I guess dream isn't the right word then, huh? It feels like something is changing.
Nothing ever changes in this hellhole. At least not for the better.
Marlo Marks report. Citizen 2E-651. Marlo Marks report.
Jesus, you broke the door! We're unarmed. There's no need for violence.
Marlo Marks, by the authority of Social Code 257-1 of the People's Republic of America, you are hereby ordered to accompany us to the Capitol.
The Capitol? For what? She hasn't done anything.
It's okay, John. You know what this is.
It's kidnapping and harassment for starters.
At least let me get dressed first.
You have 2 minutes. I will wait at your front door. All windows and other exits are being monitored, so you are well advised not to try to evade us.
Marlo Marks, otherwise known as Citizen 2E-651, forcibly removed from her home in the dead of night and shoved into a police car. As she gazes out the window, she sees what was once a thriving city. Now it resembles a sterile and ominous wasteland, overseen by the crushing grip of a totalitarian corporate government. Marlo's story may not be told to many, but its words will be indelibly etched in the walls of the Forgotten Room. Tonight's tale is sponsored in part by Dominic LeGrand, the Sausage King of Chicago, Sarah Rogers, the Star Crash Art for Cash Etsy shop, Mason Michael Black on Instagram, Soylent Green, and NateNashTattoos.com.
Citizen 2E-651, you understand that this interview is being recorded.
What the hell in this place isn't being recorded?
Please, yes or no answers only.
Yes, I understand.
Sergeant McLaughlin, I was just about to read Citizen 2E-651 her rights. Is there something wrong?
No, Lieutenant Richards, I was just passing by and figured I'd drop off next week's meeting schedule. Are you doing okay?
Fine, thank you. As a citizen executioner, you are entitled to certain rights and responsibilities. I am now going to read these to you. Then I'll take you down for the appeal. Do you understand?
Yes.
Prisoner E-6074 has been found guilty by a jury of peers of a capital offense. Under Article 1-432 of the Penal Code of the People's Republic of America, all capital offenders are to be executed by a randomly chosen citizen. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Do you understand that under Article 1-437, Prisoner E-6074 is allowed a one-hour appeal with you, Executioner 2E-651?
Yes.
Do you understand that if you, 2E-651, fail to carry out the prisoner's execution, the prisoner will be absolved of all guilt for his or her crime and or crimes and will be released?
Yes, I understand. If I don't kill the bastard, he walks.
Miss Marks, for all intents and purposes, Prisoner E-6074 has no sex. During the appeal, the prisoner will be speaking to you through a voice modulator. You will not know any details of the prisoner's sex, age, or race. Even if they sound male or female, it does not mean that they are.
Got it.
I've stopped the recorders. Here, take these.
What are they?
It's a mild sedative.
But why?
I've been with the company for nearly 20 years, and I've never had to sit where you're sitting right now. I can't imagine it. One more thing before I turn the recorders back on. The execution. It's instantaneous. No pain.
For whom? Can I get a glass of water?
Bring in a glass of water.
Prisoner E-6074 is found guilty of appears. Capital offenses which include Article 1-432 of the Penal Code of the People's Republic of America. Kidnapping, murder in the first degree, conspiracy.
Conspiracy? What if something needed to be conspired against? Isn't taking a woman from her home kidnapping? I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I didn't hear the last one.
For your safety, your identity will be made known only to the officers of the company, as necessary, as well as the presiding judge. Do you have any questions, Citizen 2E-651?
Not unless you can tell me why I was chosen.
It's purely random, a civic duty. Any other questions?
No.
In that case, I'll take you to the appeal room now.
You can do this. Steady. You're only here for a little while longer.
Very well, Miss Marks. I will now leave you to perform your civic duty.
Timer engaged.
There it is. The stop switch. At 055, it'll become illuminated. To grant clemency, I just press it down. And if I don't, the prisoner will be automatically terminated at 125. I've been sitting here, and still not a word from the other side of the wall. I've got the pills, oh hell. I might as well take them now. This isn't doing you very good at all. What's your name? Maybe this is all some kind of freakish test? A company thing like those shock experiments the 21st century behaviorists did.
No hablo inglés. No hablo inglés.
You,
no hablo inglés.
You don't speak English?
No hablo inglés.
Oh, I can't believe this.
No hablo
como,
inglés.
Nombres,
no hablo inglés.
Llamas,
no
señor? Oh.
Oh, Jesus, that was the best one ever. Oh, I am sorry. I just couldn't think of anything to say. Nonetheless, it was a terrible joke to play on someone.
A fucking psychopath. One of those serial killers who wants to die.
Look, what's your name?
I'm not supposed to tell you. It's against the rules.
Ah, yes. The rules. I know what. I'll call you Margot. No, let's see. Not quite right. Marlo. Yes, that'll work. You're a woman. I'm sure of it.
Keep it together, Marlo. Stay in control. It's just a fluke. You're safe here. Lieutenant Richards said so himself. Who are you?
Don't be so alarmed, Marlo. There's only one wall that divides you and I, but four that bind us.
Your point?
Well, we're far more alike than that, don't you think? My name is Jacob. Do you believe in God, Marlo?
What difference does it make?
Do you believe that the Bible is the Word of God?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Fact, huh? Oh, Marlowe, you are a naive one, aren't you? Honestly, though, I'm asking if you believe in your heart that the Bible is the word of God. Do you believe, say, that your mother is in heaven?
Damn it, they didn't tell me he would be a telepath. He knows me. Maybe not. Maybe he's playing me, provoking me. Yes, I do believe my mother's in heaven.
You are a good girl, aren't you, Marlowe?
I don't want to play any more head games, and you're wasting time.
Point taken. Well, here's how it is. If you believe, as you do, Marlowe, in God and the Bible, then you have two ways to handle this brutal situation you've been tossed into. Both are from the Old Testament. The Pentateuch, I believe... You're not Jewish, are you, Marlowe? No? Sorry, I know you're not. That wasn't very fair of me. In any event, first, we have the exact words God gave to Moses. Thou shalt not kill. Pretty direct, straightforward stuff, which I might add that Jesus backed up in his Sermon on the Mount by telling us to turn the other cheek. The second way you could look at this, a way which I don't particularly care for, would be the old proverb, written by some obscure prophet, a charlatan in my opinion. A man in any event. He wrote, in Exodus, I believe, thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot.
I said no more head games. Why don't you tell me something about yourself?
Fair enough. I grew up in Detroit before the war.
Were you in the war?
I was. 3 years on the Wisconsin front. Huh. Just like your father was. You don't think about your father very much, Marlowe. Why is that? I wonder...
You shut up!
Touchy subject. Yes, I see now. I am sorry. It's all so clear now. You shouldn't have had to go through all that. So young, too.
Congratulations, you can read my mind. Big deal. Telepathy is as common as depression or anxiety disorder these days.
That's what I hear.
You've got 10 minutes left to convince me you're worth the air you breathe on this planet. I'd like to think that would mean something to you, but maybe I'm wrong.
Do you read?
I'll do the asking from here on out.
Hardball. Okay, Marlowe. But remember, this is my appeal. I've already answered to a judge and jury.
I want to know what you did.
I used to run a fishing charter off Cape Hatteras. Have you ever been to the Outer Banks? Hello? Earth to Marlowe? Hello? Are you with me, Marlowe?
I feel strange, like I'm someone else. It's so surreal. He's in my head again. No, I'm in control here. Stay in control, Marlowe. Stop it. Whatever you're doing, stop.
What I was saying was that I ran a fishing charter off the coast of North Carolina. The Argo. That was the name of my boat. I was gonna take her down to the Hilton Head Reef to do some diving. I wanted to see what a golf course looked like underwater. They were on my boat. My boat. They were on my boat!
Who?
If she knew one thing, it was how much that boat meant to me. My father left it for me when he passed away. They shouldn't have been on that boat.
Who was on your boat, Jacob?
Close your eyes. See for yourself.
I don't want to. It's not fair that you're a telepath. Probably a full-blown precog. They should have warned me.
Marlowe, you're my last hope. Just clear your mind for a minute so I can show you. Please, let me at least show you and then you can judge. Please.
Oh, I have to give him a chance to save himself. It's the only thing I would want if I was in his position. What do you want me to know?
Please, Marlowe. Close your eyes and think of nothing.
I'm on a pier now, walking down it, looking at water through the slats. It smells like salt water and the sun. It feels so good with the sun on my back, with the wind blowing my hair wildly. A boat, an antique. I'm walking toward it. The Argo. I can make out the letters. I feel so alive, going over the rail. Watch your footing. Looking out over the sea, how beautiful it is. I'm filled with awe. Putting the scuba tanks over and then the dive bag. How nice it would be to get away. Walking toward the cabin, the wood stain. My arms are still a little sore from sanding and staining that piece of trim 2 days ago. It came out nice. The door opens. What? No! It's John and that woman from his office. They're in bed together. They're making love. He's looking right at me. Why doesn't he stop? He just keeps smiling at me. I feel my hand reach for the dive knife.
I'm sorry, Marlo. I didn't want to have to use your feelings and experiences. But I needed you to understand, to feel what I felt.
It was your wife?
Yes. I killed my wife.
What about the,
Yes, I killed him too.
Timer disengaged!
Time's up. Are you sorry? No, that's not a fair question. I know you're not. Will you harm anyone? Goodbye, Jacob.
Goodbye, Marlo. And thank you.
Stop switch engaged! Clemency granted!
You've awarded clemency.
Yes.
All right, I just need you to sign here. A clerk will debrief you in the next room. Thank you, Citizen 2E-651. So, you pulled it off again. What story did you make up this time?
Oh, she was easy. I gave her an image of my wife sleeping with a golf pro. I'm getting better. I think she actually saw her lover in my wife's place. Imagine me with a wife. Ah. Well, Lieutenant, I can get 9 holes in a Durant if we get this debriefing over with quickly.
I'm afraid that's not how it's going to be today.
Ah, behold the company bureaucratic process in all its glory. What, is there some new form to fill out or something?
Yes, something like that.
Stop switch disengaged!
You son of a bitch! She granted me clemency. This was my appeal! My appeal! The law's on my side! You hear me, Richards? You!
God forgive me.
You actually went through with it. You killed him. I thought you were lying.
I've been through this too many times not to do it.
How many times has it been?
More than I could live with.
Well, you'll be on the other end of things now.
Yes. But there's one less maniac on the streets.
One less good man out there, too.
Maybe.
Okay. You know the routine. Time to take you in. When you get to your appeal, just tell the truth.
truth? What is truth?
Tonight's tale, entitled The Appeal, was written by Robert T. Krantz with Peter Litvin. Our cast included Kelsey Vahid as Marlo Marks, Robert Fleet as Lieutenant Richards, Jackson Baker as Jacob, William McDonough as Agent One and Sergeant McLaughlin, Sean P. Haney as John Marks, and Peter Litvin as the computer. Sound design, mix, music, and casting by Peter Litvin. Mystery theme by Andrea Baquero. The Forgotten Room is produced and directed by Peter Litvin. This is Andrew Colford, inviting you to join us next time on The Forgotten Room.